Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yo Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We got a great podcast for you. We're going to be going over some Hawaii vacation packages for you. But on Friday, what we do is answer questions, questions that have come in from you, our podcast listeners, or if you're a Facebook fan, we talk about stuff from our Facebook book fans. Facebook fans.
We got a book.
Yaling is back here. We got the camera on Yaling. Say hi to Yaling. She's back here today. She joins us every Friday to talk about these questions because, you know, she's...
I'm expert.
She's
I'm
the joking. Expert. She really is the expert here. And this is our 419th podcast for Friday, November 5th, 2010. So glad you're here. Moving into the weekend. And I have to say, we don't have the crater cam hooked up and really because it's so blistery and yucky out.
No, I'm the wearer.
I think this is a better view. Are you the crater cam now?
Yeah.
Say hello to the crater cam.
Hello.
But so glad you're here. Yeah, it's actually kind of been yucky out and windy and rainy, and I can't even.
You know what? Surf is up.
Yeah, the surf is up on the North Shore. That's the one good thing about these kinds of swells and this kind of weather is that the surf comes up.
Yep.
So glad you're here. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can find us on Twitter.
Yep.
Aloha Bruce, Aloha Yaling, Facebook, Hawaii Aloha Travel, and...
Where else?
Google. Us on the
Google. Just Google us, right?
Yeah.
You can find us everywhere.
Yep.
And we're glad you're here. We got a lot of ground to cover. And
yep.
We got several questions that have come in over the week. Now, if you have a question you'd like us to answer, we'd love to do it here. It could be a question about maybe where to stay. Or suggestions that we might have for you for your particular itinerary. Maybe you're working on an itinerary. Yep. And trying to figure out what to do. Is this a good idea? Is this a good hotel? Mm-hmm. Or maybe we can just help you plan out the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We'd love to do it all. We have 14 agents here at Hawaii-Aloha.com. So if you give us a call, you'll be speaking to agents that actually live here and work here.
Yep.
And as a result, they understand these islands intimately. So, you know what? Let's get into the first question because it has something to do with you, Yaling.
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You know, you have your own set of fans out there.
Oh, I have my own fan.
Yeah, and I've heard from not just one or two people, but from several people about, you know, where have you been?
Oh.
And why?
I just take a break.
You're taking a break from it.
Yeah.
And also was because I think one of the reasons was just we didn't have the space to do it.
Yeah,
because we had this new studio planned out in the other part of the house and did not work out. Nope. Because when we built out our new deck, the line of sight put the deck in the way of the view of the shot that we had.
I know.
That was one reason.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, you never really left. Just so everybody knows. Yeah. Anyway, we got a letter from one of your fans, and it says, "Nice to hear Yaling back, even faintly." Because I guess he heard you in the background. And this is from a guy by the name of Milton Sue. Now, Milton is a longtime listener, but never a customer. What's wrong with that picture?
No.
Milton
idea.
Doesn't want to book with us. And the reason why he doesn't want to book with us is because he's blaming it on his wife.
Oh.
Yeah. He says that his wife
his
likes
wife
the
fault.
Face the faces that they get at AAA. So I figured, well, maybe then we need to bring your pretty face back, Yaling.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe that'll help get us more customers.
Oh, well.
But no, he said that he does really does want to use us. he just really wrote in because I asked people to write in. So he writes in, and he listens on, I know he listens on the podcast. He listens on the podcast, on iTunes.
Yeah.
And he said that he stayed three nights...
The Outrigger Waikiki.
At the Outrigger Waikiki, and he loves that hotel. And he went out, and then he went out to Turtle Snorkel and the Turtle. You know, the turtle.
The snorkeling tour with the turtle. I think he went out.
Yeah, yeah. He saw it on our podcast. We talked about turtle. It's Turtle Town.
Yeah.
Turtle Town out in Waikiki, where you go there and there's just a million turtles.
Not
many. Oh, there was a lot of turtles.
But
no,
a
really.
A lot of turtles.
Yeah, yeah. And this is where they go to get washed. So it's like the car wash for the turtles.
On the fish.
And so, you know, when you think about that, it's something, you know, now that I think about it, I'm out of the water. I was like swimming around in.
You should stay there. Then those fish
poop
clean
and
up.
Crap from the turtles. Because there's little fish that clean the turtles. That's what they do. That's their job. Ah. They clean off the algae and all the dirt on the turtles. And
that's
so,
cute.
And so when you think about it, it's kind of gross, right? Anyway, it's a great place to see turtles, actually. Mm-hmm. And get you can dive all the way down and actually take pictures. So he went there, and he had a great time, he said. But he got seasick on the turtle thing. But he says that I warned everybody about that, didn't I? Which I always do.
If you're too chubby, don't go because of what I mean. I'm easy, got seasick.
Yeah.
I would not go.
I did warn him about, you know, taking your Dramamine. But he said he really loved the Halo Halo from Dave's Hawaiian Ice Cream. And he went to Dave's Ice Cream, which is a local ice cream parlor. Mm-hmm. We like Bubby's better. But Dave's is great.
Yep.
And he had some Halo Halo ice cream, loved it, thought it was great. And he got some shave ice there, apparently.
Yeah.
He said it was better than Matsumoto's.
Ooh.
Which everybody says that. A lot of people say that Matsumoto's is not really the best one.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with that. The one, I can't think of the name off the top of my head, the one right there in Haleiwa at the very end in that marketplace where Cholo's, Cholo's Mexican food is.
The
shave
one.
Ice place that's there is, I think, the best place.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for him. And he said that he was driving a Mini Coupe. One of those little stupid things, right? Not stupid things. I didn't mean that. I meant that in the nicest way. One of those silly, they're like these three-wheeled vehicles that, you know, I'm just waiting for somebody to flip over on one of those little three-wheel things. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, those things. And even on the back of it, they have like a prayer on the back. John 16 something. Or something. But so far, I haven't heard of anybody ever getting into an accident with one of those mini coupe things. Mm-hmm. He said it was embarrassing to be driving around on it.
But it's so much fun.
I should have seen you on there. I don't know where you guys went. I wonder if you came to the east side. Now, I got to put this challenge out there. Remember we used to run that contest, Yaling, where we used to say if people could find us, you know, if they would come to our offices, we would offer them a prize. They would get one of the humus.
We don't have
We need to bring that back, though. If you come here, we'll give you a special gift.
Oh.
Okay, what do you
think?
But
do you know we don't have a fish anymore?
Yeah, I know, but we'll find something else.
Okay, find something.
So if you come to, we'll still put that challenge. If you come to Oahu and you can find out where we are and visit us, you will get us,
No more GPS.
Yeah, you will get a prize. Yeah. You can use your GPS.
That's okay. If you buy us.
Yeah. You can't find our, because we live in a place and our office is in a place where you can't see it on the street view. So you can't get a street view of our house, of where our office is.
Oh, we'll see.
Because that's where our offices are.
Yep.
Right on the marina. So definitely get in touch with us.
But like it's so cute. Standing in the boarding line, see the people coming off. Plan with a big smile, recognize it. That was me 12 days ago.
Yeah, he talks about how he was the guy smiling on the plane.
Yeah, when they come out, he's like, yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah.
No, it's that sad face going home.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It is so cute.
Cool. Very cool.
Very cute.
He says, lucky people that live there.
Yeah, lucky people live in Hawaii.
But he really did the name dropping. A Hertz renter car. I went to VBRO. He's throwing in all the things, you know?
And he
never called us.
No.
But he didn't book that through AAA.
His wife.
And we could beat AAA prices, too. Anyway, no problem,
no
Milton.
Problem.
It is okay.
I know it's
eventually,
your wife.
Eventually you will be using us. And you know, he missed you. So he requested that you get a microphone. So here you are, a microphone.
I got a microphone.
So very good. Okay, another question came in from Jamie Mulhern, and she's from Seattle, and this came in off of Facebook, and she wanted to know, can you recommend a great fishing charter for the beginning of December on Oahu? Now, keep in mind, in December, you know, during the winter months, the swells get a lot larger out in the ocean.
Especially
on
North Shore.
But there's always great, yeah, especially North Shore. Mm-hmm. But there's always great deep sea fishing. One that we recommend that we've done was Boom Boom Sport Fishing. Mm-hmm. Boom Boom Sport Fishing. And these are great guys. If you're really going for the big stuff, they're ones. Now, there are a lot of charters that you can get right by going to Fisherman's Wharf, which is right near the Ala Moana Center. Mm-hmm. And you can get great deals over there. And, you know, you can really find plenty of boats that will take you out there. And you can save a little money by kind of comparing prices and going down there. Mm. I've had a lot of success that way, just making deals with folks that are down there. Right at Fisherman's Wharf, there's a lot of fishing boats that go out every day. Wow. You get half day and full day. But, you know, like a full day charter on a big yacht, if you want to do it, it's like $400 an hour. Mm. You know, but if you're going with a bunch of other people, you're looking at about, you know, probably least expensive, about $100. Mm-hmm. You know, $100 for half a day, something like that. But you really do catch fish. So that's the great part.
That's a great thing.
So hopefully,
so much fun.
Yeah, that helps you out. Mm-hmm. And then we got another question from Lisa Schwartz. Do you recognize that name, Lisa Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, why? Is that one of your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where's Lisa from?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, and she...
Yeah, come here with the son and daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're going to go to Maui first, stay in the Kona Party Beach Hotel oceanfront room, and they come on the December 24, arrive for Oahu, stay in the Hotel Renew.
Oh, nice. The Hotel Renew.
The Hotel Renew. And they're going to stay here until December 31st.
Okay.
So they must have, you know, thinking about what they're going to go for Christmas.
I know. And, you know, they're going to be... Exactly.
Dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, their question has to do with Christmas. And, you know, Lisa wants to know, are there any restaurants that we can recommend that are going to be open during Christmas Day, you know, Christmas Eve, that night, I guess.
I think, you know,
there's a lot of restaurants open.
There's a lot of restaurants around the area.
Yeah, actually, all of the hotels will have restaurants open. I mean, there's even dinner cruises that night. So I have a list of restaurants and we can send them over to her.
Yes.
And one is at the Pacific Beach Hotel. That buffet is... she's looking for something inexpensive, basically. She doesn't want to really have to spend...
Tiki will be open.
Tiki's has a nice menu, too. Mm-hmm. There's just lots of restaurants open. There's nothing to worry about. Yeah, nothing to worry about. So we've narrowed down a couple of the ones that we think will be affordable for you. So we will definitely do get you that information. And then here's another one. You know, speaking of restaurants, Bruce, we are going to Maui for our anniversary in February. Can you recommend a nice place to eat? Love your podcast. Thanks,
okay.
Mike. Okay. Well, I was just talking about Pacifico.
In Lahaina.
Oh, which in Kanapali, where were you going to say?
There's a hula girl and there's a Royce in the area, but Pacifico is in Lahaina.
Pacifico,
town.
I think if I was going to say something really special, I would say do the Pacifico restaurant down at the 505, at the 505 Front Street area, and you will have a beautiful... You can go there during sunset, and all of the food there is really fresh and delicious.
How about Wailea?
Wailea Capiche?
Capiche.
That's another one. Capiche.
There's another beautiful restaurant.
It is. It really is. Capiche is a great restaurant.
Ingredient.
Yeah, a lot of fresh ingredients. They grow everything right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the vegetables and everything that they put in the food is grown right there at the restaurant. So you can't beat that.
Really nice.
So hopefully that helps you out. And
if you need a phone number or address, just let us know.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know. And also, you know, check out our blog. We have some blogs on that.
Yeah.
On where to eat and stuff. In fact, I talked to the bloggers. They're going to be giving us, you know, at one point I said, you know what? Let's stay away from being a foodie blog, because I didn't want to get it. You know, I'm not a foodie, but that was one reason, because when we started the blog, I was the only one writing for the blog. But I just think it takes a certain person to really do food the right way. So I said, let's stay away from food. But now I think we have such great writers, and I said, do food. You know, go ahead. They haven't been doing food because they said I didn't think I wanted to talk about food on the blog. And I said I just didn't want to do every post, you know. Once in a while, food is great to hear about. I mean, especially in Hawaii, it's such an amazing place for food. We've got the best food here, you can imagine. So hopefully that helps you out, Mike. Now let's get into talking about some packages. that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, listen up. These are what things are costing. We're recommending now that folks do a lot of advanced bookings. It's really the way to go right now, mm-hmm. especially since we see how prices are starting to inch their way up slowly, but mm-hmm. surely, mm-hmm. especially for the hotels. Yep. So, Liaoling, which ones do we have here today?
The first one is for Family to travel on January 29th from New Mexico, Albuquerque to Maui, and leaving in February 5. And in Maui, they stay in the Royal Lahaina Resort, the partial ocean view with a rental car, full-size car. Total will be $2,913.
Okay, so $2,913, two people coming from Albuquerque. Fantastic package. Nice job on this one. I like the partial ocean view. And I like having a full-size car, too. It gives you a little more room. Yeah, it gives you a little more room, especially for the luggage. A lot of times people bring a lot of luggage. So congratulations to Glenda and Todd Ingalls. They're coming to Hawaii. Going to have a great time in January, February. Don't forget whale season. So many things going on.
Yeah, whale watching.
Yeah, whale watching. And congratulations to Lynn over at Extension
41. And next one is for Family to the travel day, June 27, 2011, and July 1st. And it's from East Coast
Raleigh.
Yeah, to Honolulu, stay in the partial Waikiki Lakewooding transfer for $2,215.
$2,215. I mean, what a great package. I mean, this is what we're talking about when you're doing an advanced booking here for June. Mm-hmm. People are already booking in June. Yeah. This is fantastic. They got a great deal, the oceanfront hotel room. We love the Park Shorts in a perfect location overlooking the beach, mm-hmm. right in the heart of Waikiki. Congratulations to these guys. Mahalo. Thank you so much. We do appreciate your business, and we sincerely will do anything we can to make your trip more memorable. We want to congratulate Aiana Jones and Doris Jones. They're going to be coming to Hawaii. Congratulations, you guys. Mahalo nui also to Ashley over at Extension
39. And next one will be Family 2, also December 25 on Los Angeles, Honolulu, 28 to Maui. Going home on the 31st, Oahu stay in the partial Waikiki, partial ocean view with a liquidating transfer in Maui. They stay in Maui Bay, a one-bedroom standard room, and they have a rental car total for $3,011.
I almost can't believe what a good price this is. Look at this. I mean, this is a last-minute package over December holiday. Mm-hmm. And they were still able to do it for two islands for $1,500 a person. I mean, that's an incredible deal.
Yep. For 1 week. Yeah.
Congratulations to you guys. Park Shore once again put into that package with the Aston Maui Banyan mm-hmm. over in Kihei on the south side of the island. So I like it. I really like it a lot. Congratulations to you guys. Thank you. Big mahalos to Katen and Kavika Russell. Mm-hmm. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much for your business. And we know there are a lot of choices, and we are so grateful that you chose Hawaii-Aloha.com.
Yes.
So that's going to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for this edition. Don't forget, if you have any questions, please get them over to us. Write to us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. Or over just to me, Bruce, at Hawaii-Aloha.com or Yaoling. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, check out our blogs.
Yes.
Also, all of our videos. There's lots of stuff up there every day for you so you can keep in touch with what's going on here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for my beautiful wife, Yaoling, and myself, Bruce. We'll say aloha and mahalo.
Ka-ching.